是看来上面我没有报废是吧？
There's always a test on an important day, and we lost a PowerPoint for a while.
不要紧，刚才已经听了 Leah 跟 John 两个人读了啊。
But doesn't matter, you've already listened to Leah and John reading the scriptures.
等一下我还会再来。
And we will read again together.
当我在思想这个日子的时候
，When I was thinking about this special day.
太大声。当那声音小，属于那种小声的，一到那个声音。
我在回想这几年，如果不能
录，他们讲话是不高声音的。罗他们声音
不会大一点。
啊，刚才那个
这个不要看，每个口呢，对着杨牧师的话呢，他们声音
是六是不是啊？杨牧师的，
所
以那就不快了。
我们又碰到一个好的问题。
We encountered another good problem to have. This group of people squeezed into that tiny place.
但是确实，当我在看的时候，发现就这么多人里面，已经有超过20位人已经里面就在我们当中聚会。
But when I think about it, 20 out of this group of brothers and sisters have left our congregation.
有一些人去了其他教会。
Some went to other churches.
有一些人已经出去服侍
，some went out and served in other places。
也有一些人没有来教会
，and some stopped coming back to church。
哦，当我在看的时候
，and so when I look at this photo，
我想
，I've been thinking，
那一年神给我们的那一句话
，back then， in that year， God gave us one，
也就是说，在那一年我们的祷告
，which is our prayer that year。
我不知道大家记得是什么。
I'm not sure whether you remember this.
在那个时候
，back then，
我们求主赐给我们丰盛的生命，来承受主的恩赐，也求主赐给我们各位的恩典，我们来完成主的。
We ask God to bless us with abundant life and sufficient grace to do the work that He has entrusted us.
接下来，看见神就在我们当中工作。
And then you can see God's work among us.
啊，过了一年，我们有机会，我们去了湾湾湖，在那里我们花了一个星期多，我们在那里服侍。
One year after that prayer, we had an opportunity to go to Vanuatu and serve there for over a week.
然后记得，当每天必须在做一年啊，这个包括的时候，他最后给了一句话，祷告。
And then when Harvey did this presentation for our church anniversary back then, he added this sentence in there.
放在这一张的照片。
Together with this photo.
我们从心里面发出感恩，感谢主把得救的人就医治加给他所需要的。
And it's our prayer and our thanks. We thank God for adding to this church the numbers of those who are saved.
好，接下来我们就很兴奋。
And then we got very excited.
哦，我们看见这个物业
，We saw this property。
啊，就是在那年，我们真的很兴奋。
And we were very excited that year。
但当我再回头再去看
，And when I reflect on this again，
这一幕一幕都在我们眼前。
And all these different scenes just pass through my eyes。
神不但把这个地方放在我们面前
，Not only God has given us this place，
神也在弟兄姐妹心里面动工。
God also moved our brothers and sisters.
这边在看的时候
，and when you see these photos,
我曾经偷偷拍过一张相片。
I once took a photo in secret.
没有放在这里。
I didn't put it up here.
我拍到是他们三个人在那里数钱。
I took a photo of three people counting the
offering.
There was a pile of money on the table and was counting my heart was beating very hard. I saw that. 然后再 reach，
不用他走，真的去做
啊，然后是
look， 哎，对对对对对，你说
look at what is
it， 因为
你说他对，
所以啊 offer whatever we have， 我们是怀疑到底
现在他们说都是做
的，真的是很晚
了，哎 ，all these photos that we see，
为了这里。
So many brothers and sisters, they knelt down before the Lord and would pray that God will fulfill this. And then、when the settlement, when the deal was closed,、I was in China and we were very excited. And we remember this verse.As we were preparing. And I hope that we all remember this Bible verse now. From 1 Chronicles chapter 29. When God gives us this place, He also gives us this
service.
This house is great. Because the temple will not be for man but for the Lord God. And time flies. Many brothers and sisters, they put a lot of effort into this. And then we saw our building dedication ceremony here. And I put these two photos up there. And when we reflect on this,
记得伟生弟兄在后面写了一句话。
I remember about a hobby, wrote something against it.
哇，请差遣。
He said, Lord, please send us.
愿不断有合你心意的工人从这里被差遣。
May more workers after your heart be sent from this place.
我把那图片改成这样，我现在就这样。
So I changed the photos to two more current photos.
那我们今天聚集在主的面前。
And when we gather before the Lord today, we once again consider the abundant blessings from our Lord. So at this moment, I hope that we can all get back to the Bible again. And through reading the scripture,we respond to the prayers we had once had.
对，让真实的神话成为我们里面的力量。
So that may the word of truth from God become the strength inside us.
我今天要用约翰第四章31-38来施讲这个。
So today I'm going to share with you from John chapter 4:31-38.
刚才我们读过了。
And we read it.From verse 31 to verse 34. Now this whole passage from verse 31 to 38. This passage is recorded in John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章有一个重点。
The Gospel of John, in chapter 4, there is one particular focus.
就主耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人谈论活水的事。
That is the matter of living water that Jesus discussed with the woman from Samaria.
当撒玛利亚妇人她得了这个活水，她出去了。
When this woman received this living water, she went out.
那个时候门徒回来。
And the disciples came back to Jesus.
接下来这一段是门徒跟耶稣之间的对话。
And then this is the dialogue between the disciples and Jesus.
门徒就问耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”马利亚就过来给他吃了。
And the disciples have brought food and they asked Jesus, Rabbi, eat something.
耶稣说：“我有食物。”
But Jesus said, I have food.
是你们不知道。
I have food to eat that you don't know about.
然后门徒看了奇怪。
And the disciples were surprised.
我们去找食物。
We went to look for food.
回来了。
And now that we've come back,
没看见什么，你说你有食物。
We didn't see the food that you had.
所以主告诉他。
And the Lord told them,
我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的。
My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work.
你接着主耶稣开始。
And then Jesus said,
这你不是说吗？那个到收割的时候还有四个月。
Don't you say there are still four more months? Then comes the harvest.
但是我告诉你。
Listen to what I'm
telling you. 你举目向天观看，那个庄稼已经熟了。
Open your eyes and look at the fields, for they are ready for harvest.
小葡萄里面都发白
了。Literally, it meant white for harvest.
当你看见那个麦穗。
So when you see the grain.
啊，你看一穗的时候，你说啊，这个熟还是不熟？看它的颜色。
You look at the color of the grain and you can tell whether it's ripe or not.
但是你在农田里面。
But when you're in the field.
看见它熟了，它是一片花白。
When you look at the whole field, when it's ripe, when it's ready for harvest, you can see the whole field is white.
主耶稣说：“你那时候还有四个月。”
And Jesus said, "You said, there is still four more months till harvest."
你睁开看一看。
But open your eyes.
那全部都花白了。
Look at the fields; they're all white for harvest.
主耶稣跟他们讲，那个收割的人怎么讲？
And so Jesus started talking about the reaper receiving pay.
最后，主在这里讲一句话。
And finally, Jesus said,
他说：“所以说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见实证。”
For in this case, the saying is true. One sows and another reaps.
他说：“我差你们去收你们，没说没有劳苦，一点劳苦，你们享受他们的劳苦。”
And I sent you to reap what you didn't labor for. Others have labored, and you have benefited from their labor.
这段话我通常从三个方面来实现。
And I want to share with you from three different points on this passage.
耶稣跟他们对话的时候
，In this dialogue between Jesus and the disciples,
那我们看见了三件事情。
He showed us three things.
第一件事情
，The first thing.
告诉他们说他有食物。
The Lord said he has food to eat.
他的食物是遵循他差他来的主的旨意。
His
做成他。
His food is to do the will of him who sent Jesus and to finish.
那他们都看见有没有东西吃啊
？The disciples were just looking at whether there is food to eat.
但主耶稣见到这个食物，见到这个食物。
But Jesus through this discussion about the food.
要让他们知道说主耶稣来到地上。
Wanted to show them what Jesus was going to do on earth. And so let's consider this one thing. The mission. The Lord's food. It's the to God's will. He was fully aware of what he was going to do on earth. And he said he came to the earth to do God's, to God the Father's
will.
So he came with a mission. And Jesus' disciples, for example, Paul. Paul mentioned three times how he was called into this ministry. We know these three occasions. In Acts chapter 9, chapter 22, and chapter 26. He grabs every opportunity to testify for the Lord. And on the third occasion, when he was before King Agrippa, he testified that he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
也就是说，他的一生。
In other words, for his whole life.
他是为了这个意向而活。
He worked only for this vision.
我刚才在听 Barada 小组在现场的时候。
When I listened to the song that our Barada cell group presented.
当然，这首诗歌我也是这一次刚刚学的。
I only learned about this song through this occasion.
当我在看那个 PowerPoint， 在整理 PowerPoint 的时候，没有刚才那个感动。
And I didn't feel as touched when I was sorting through the PowerPoint slides.
我看他们站在这里唱的时候。
But then when I saw them standing up here presenting the song，
我知道那个声音是从他们心里出来。
I know the voice came from their hearts。
你说当我在听，我跟着他们在唱的时候，我也在心里出来。
And so, as I follow through the song and as I sang with them in my heart, I almost came to tear.
他们在唱的时候，他说：“把生倾倒给你，就是为了你呀，耶稣。”
And they sang, I pour out my life only for you, Jesus.
这不是唱给我们听的。
This is not singing to for others to listen.
这是唱给我们主听的。
They sang this for our Lord to listen.
我怕我们在唱的时候。
So I hope that when we sing this song,
也是这样，我们跟对主认真。
We mean it for the Lord.
跟他说。
And we speak to the Lord, and we tell the Lord that we pour out our whole lives for you. You are my only. And this is the mission for us. When Jesus was walking on earth, he had a very clear vision. But then, when we do the things we do today, we also have this mission in our minds.
曾经听过一个故事，叫借光的故事。
I once heard this story of bricklayers.
我也听过。上去爬啦，都不能爬。
And so I looked it up, and there were so many different versions on the internet.
他讲到三个不同的
借光的故事。
The story was about three bricklayers working together.Someone walked up to them and asked them, what are you doing here? One said, can't you see I'm laying bricks? And then he asked the second bricklayer, what are you doing here? And the second person said,That question is just not ethical. I'm here to earn a living. But then the third bricklayer, his reply was his response was different. So when this person came up to the third bricklayer, he said, I'm building a tall building. So yeah, in people's eyes, he's just laying bricks.
他看见，当他每一次在砌一块砖的时候，他是在砌一座大厦。
But he sees through that and knows that, he knows that every brick he's laying is actually building up this building.
故事是前面两个，一个都是迷路，三个都疯了。
And then the story says, the first two bricklayers become employees of the third bricklayer.
刚看见说，当我们在做一件事情。
But it shows us we need to have this mission whenever we do things. And so today in our church life, there are so many things that need our brothers and sisters to work on. But as we're working through these things, do we find this mission? The Lord said, His food.
是为了真心的猜他来这个旨意
is to do the will of the one who sent him.
可我们好多时候
but often for us,
我们是否有那个使命感？
We're not sure whether we have the mission in our minds when we do this.
我曾经讲过啊
and I once said,
我第一次去读神学啊
when I first went to study in the Bible college,
那个老师说我们有吃的神学
our lecturer said, we had theology to eat.
听完那课以后，吓我一个同学。
And I was scared away from that lecture after I heard that.
其实我们没有好好的去理解，是吧？我们只是被看见的事情淹没了他所讲的意思。
Often we don't seriously consider what people say, and so we got scared away by what we think it meant.
他讲的就是，比如说香港的一些姐妹，是吧？大行洋茶，是吧
？What he meant was those brothers and sisters from Hong Kong would often say, you know, when we have time, we must go 洋茶 together.
我们如果有一个 fellowship， 我们就去洋茶，是吧
？But if we have fellowship gathering, we will go and have 洋茶。
他讲的意思呢？
But what he meant?
那老师讲的意思
？What the lecturer meant?
是当你出去服侍的时候
，was when you go and serve.
你要记住有这个吃的文化。
You must understand there is this culture of.
有个人要跟他一起吃饭。
And so some people must spend time having a meal with them.
然后你跟他建立关系
，and then build up a relationship，
然后你可以运用它
，and then you can pass the DSP。
啊，那个时候
，but back then，
我看见很多人在吃的时候，他不是为了自己的。
I saw that many people when they ate together, they didn't have this mission in mind.
我发现很多人为了吃而吃啊。
I found that the purpose for a lot of people to have meal together was to eat, eat food together. So I thought, you know, why do you mention this kind of theology of eating? And afterwards, this conversation always reminded me that whenever you go out and have a meal with others,Do you carry this mission with you?
也就是说，当你跟弟兄姐妹一起在吃些东西的时候
，That is when you're having a meal with your brothers and sisters. Do you carry this mission with you?
不是为了吃。
That you're not just here to eat.
而是为了神给我们的使命。
But to carry out the mission that God has given.
在教会里面太多的事情。
And there are so many different things in the church.
你摆上的时候
，And when you offer yourself,
你是不是你的使命？
Do you find the mission with the things you
need? 我每次去那个餐厅里面，我看见他们很多。
And every time when I walk into the canteen, I feel very touched.
为了下午这一餐，许多的弟兄姐妹星期晚上回来就开始在预备。
Many brothers and sisters, in order to prepare for our Sunday lunch, they come back on Saturday nights to prepare food.
我为了他们买手感动。
And I'm really touched.By how much they labored. And so my prayer is, Lord, remember their labor.
但是如果你在白上的时候没有实实在在的那个使命感在里面
，But if you don't carry this mission with you when you're laboring,
一定是不行。
You can't hold on for too long.
没有人给你的鼓励
，No one is there to encourage you.
看见。一小小部分那个弟兄姐妹那个软弱
啊、and you can see the weakness of you know, a small number of brothers and sisters、
啊、除了在这里吃了以外自己还带着那些盘子自己端着带回家你看完以后你就不想再做了
some may you know, after eating here they still you know, carry some containers to take more food home and you feel like you just don't want to work on that anymore
如果你有你的使命感在里面
But if you have this mission in your mind,
你说感谢主啊
！You will say, "Oh, I
thank God." 我很需要
，because this person has great needs at home.
那我也会讲。
So take more.
啊，曾经有一个牧者跟我说啊
，And once they passed
the point, 他在教会里面
，exactly his church,
做了一件很重要的事。
They did something very important.
每一个星期他要煮很多的饭。
Every week he would prepare lots of food.
他只有几十个人。
He had only a few dozen people in his
kitchen,
but he prepared lots of food.
吃完之后
and after they finished eating,
好了很好
they put all the leftover food into the
kitchen. 那这里如果说你家里需要带回家
and ask the brothers and sisters if you have meat at home, bring packs, 带上 home, take food home.
这是他里面的passion.
That's because he has this passion in
his heart.
He has this mission in his heart.
为这句话也祷告。
And so pray about this.
主啊，让所有吃饭的人要能饮住。
Lord, bless everyone who eats this food.
让吃饭的人。
So whoever eats this food,
就要想起你的爱。
Will be reminded of your love.
当我们每一个人，如果说我们有这个使命的话
，And so each and every one of us, when we have this mission,
知道说这个殿是神给我们的。
And we know that this.Is what God has
given us. 我们在这里敬拜
，and we worship
together. 我们在这里服侍
，and we serve together here.
你在这里再也不一样
，and then you feel very different.
你看见地上脏的，你一定会拿起来。
When you see rubbish on the floor, you for sure pick it up.
你看见没地方坐的人，你一定去搬个凳子给他们坐。
When you see there's no place to sit, you certainly go and fetch more chairs for the others.
这就是我们在教会里面，我们的服侍有没有被使命？
This is to say whether we have this mission in our hearts when we serve in the church. So let's together consider this. And after the Lord Jesus said that,
你们岂不说，你们不是说嘛，还要再等四个月？
Jesus said, don't you say there are still 4 more months?
耶稣说 说你眼睛睁开呀，举目向天观看。
But Jesus said, open your eyes and look at the field.
眼睛睁开看一看。
Open your eyes and look.
全部都发白了。
It's all white.
你还说还有四个月？
How come you say there's still four more months?
他们看见主的眼光跟门徒的眼光不一样。
And we can see the Lord certainly has a very different perspective than the disciples.
门徒是按照这个啊，现在世界上所有规律。
The disciples only saw things from calendar.
季节还没到。
It's not the season yet.
还有四个月。
There's still four more months.
主耶稣看见了。
But Jesus saw.
眼睛睁开。
And he said, open your eyes.
我已经发白了。
They're all white.
就是说，已经成熟了。
They're ripe.
是时间了。
It's time.
眼光。
So the perspective.
我们今天所看见的那个眼光。
How we see things.
跟主的眼光是不是一样？
Do we see things from the God, from the Lord's perspective?
在圣经里面有几处圣经吗？
There are a few passages from the Bible.
主耶稣在那个马太福音的第九章里面。
In Matthew chapter 9.
好，在基督这篇经节里面都知道八章九章是一个单元，是吧？
And we learn from Jesus' life that chapter 8 and chapter 9 is one unit.
这两章里面写了很多的信息。
And the Lord did a lot of performed a lot of miracles.
但当他行神迹的同时
，and as he was performing the miracles,
他走遍各城各乡。
He went through all the towns and villages.
他们在那个会堂里面教训人，宣讲天国的福音，就医治各样的病症。
Teaching in the synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing many diseases, every disease and every sickness.
在这里有一件事。
And so here we can see one thing.
在之前
Before that,
他呼召马太
He called Matthew.
马太那个时候在税官里面做税吏
And Matthew was a tax collector.
然后被主呼召
And the Lord called Matthew.
但主耶稣在这里告诉了他，看见许多的人，对不对？怜悯他
And here it says, here Matthew said, when the Lord Jesus saw the crowd, he felt compassion for them.
他讲了一句话，他说他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人。
And said they were weary and worn out like sheep without a shepherd.
如果在中国大陆
，So if you're in mainland China，
你在做生意的时候
，If you do business there，
你会看见那个税务局的大官。
And when you see the officials from the tax office，
我想许多的老板巴结他们。
Many businessmen would want to, warm up to this tax office official. That he want to invite them out for a meal. When you see that they're in that kind of position, but what Jesus saw. Jesus saw the crowd and he saw that they were weary and worn out like sheep without shepherd. He didn't actually say that, oh well, Matthew is a tax collector, he's the official office. What he saw was weary and worn out people. He saw that they were like sheep without a shepherd. So the perspective of our Lord often is so different from ours. I don't know what your perspective is. When you go out with your friends, when you go out with your relatives, when you see where they're heading, do you feel for them?
你没有看见，如果他还没有信耶稣的话，他是一天一天靠近的那个硫磺火炉啊。
Do you see that if they're not believers, with every day they live, they get closer to the lake of fire?
好多时候我们看不见他的去处。
Often we don't see where people are heading.
甚至好多在教会的所有的一些姊妹也看不见前面。
And often, even brothers and sisters from our church, they don't see where they are heading. So often we become weak.
没看见主那个眼光。
Now we can see the Lord's perspective.
哦，主看见他们是困苦流离。
The Lord saw the crowds are weary and worn out.
在《列王纪上》记下第六章，那里面记载了一件事情。
In Second Kings, chapter six，
那时候说亚兰军队跟以色列军队来打仗。
Now this the Bible recorded the battle between the Israelites and the warriors from Aram.
那个时候呢，神人就把亚兰军他们的计划告诉给以色列。
And the man of God told the battle plan of the Aramians to the Israelites.
所以亚兰军队就不是一开始。
And so the Iranians couldn't win this battle. And so they asked, who's this spy? Who's telling our plans to the Israelites? Who let out our secrets? And so people told the Iranians that there is this man of God called Elijah. And so they said, oh, let's go and get this person Elijah. And they know that this person is in
Dothan.
And so they went there. So this huge army went to look for
Elijah.
And so the servant of Elijah, when this servant got up earlier and he went out, he discovered an army with horses and chariots surrounding their city. But Elijah was very calm. Elijah said, don't be afraid. And he prayed to God. He said, Lord, please open his eyes and let him see. So when the Lord opened the servant's eyes, he couldn't see this army with horses and chariots surrounding the city. But he saw the army of the Lord. The whole mountain was covered with horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. Can you see? Your perspective. If our God adjusts our perspective, when your perspective is adjusted by God, you can see the great power of God. If your eyes are not open, you still see things from the wrong perspective. So a different perspective. Let's look at two different people, Paul and Barnabas. These are two lovely people. They work very well together. And when they went out, in Acts chapter 13, verse 30, the Bible says when they went out to work together, they took Mark with them. And when they got to Pamphylia, so Mark actually
left
and he said, I wouldn't go out with you, I wouldn't go with you to your ministry, I'm going to return home. And so when they went out again to their ministry, Barnabas thought he would put Mark together again. But Paul didn't. Paul said, he once deserted us. So we must not take him along. And so the two of them separated. Barnabas took Mark with him. And we can see, afterwards, Mark actually became a very good co-worker with them. If you read 2 Timothy, Paul testified for that in 2 Timothy. In the letters from Peter, Peter also testified for that. Mark was their spiritual son. And then afterwards, Mark wrote the Gospel of Mark. and God used Mark greatly. So your perspective.
就是我们神大力的仆人保罗。
Even a great servant of God like Paul.
他也有看重眼的时候。
Even he had, you know, the wrong perspective.
如果跟着保罗的话，那他可能。
So if Mark continued to follow Paul, then he'll be ruined.
因为他的神整天是在掌管。
So you can see God controlled the whole thing.
他先起办法。
God raised up Barnabas.
那他可以带一个小信。
So Barnabas could put Mark along with him.
然后神打他的旗。
And then God used him greatly.
这是眼光。
So your perspective.
所以我们今天我们是活在神的眼光里面。
Do we share God's perspective?
我们今天看见很多的事情。
Often we see a lot of different things.
我们今天是从这神的眼光里面看。
And do we see things from our Lord's perspective?
刚才我们在讲的那一件事情。
So the thing that we just mentioned.
有的时候你会看见一小部分里面那个软弱啊，里面软弱叹息。
Often if we just focus on people's weaknesses.
那如果你用神的眼光来看的话。
But if you then look at things from our Lord's perspective.
你透过这件事情。
Through this thing.
你知道他的需要。
You know that person's need.
所以有的时候，我们属主的人。
And so often we who belong to God.
如果被人家占了一点点小便宜，你要感谢。
If we're taken advantage of, you must give thanks.
透过这件事，你知道他需要。
Because through these kind of things, you know that person's need.
给你机会。
And you'll be given an opportunity.
他说这个人还比你有便宜可占，下一次再找他。
So this person is willing to take advantage. So next time I'll still go to this person.
可能就可以成为你传福音的机会。
And then this can become an opportunity for you to share the gospel with them.
那个眼光。
So your perspective.
眼光要提到你的眼光来看。
You must see things from God's perspective.
还有一个，我们的眼光要分辨主。
And we all also need to have a holy perspective.
这一两年来闹沸沸扬扬的，那个同性恋。
And so this matter of homosexuality is such a hot topic in the last 2 years.
如果你上电视去看的话，他们的辩论。
If you see people's debate on TV,
最近台湾也在，有时候有的时候看看台湾他们到底是怎么样。
Sometimes I watch the debate that's going on in Taiwan right now.
我不说那些主持人就是同性，不是，他们不是。
I'm not saying those the hosts of those debates are just are all for homosexuality.
他就记得那个牧者跟他访谈的跟他说。哎呀，你看现在，你看全世界都这样的嘛，是吧
？They would often talk to the pastors who hold a different opinion, and they would say, "Look at the whole world; everyone is going in this direction."
哇，现在多少的年轻人都接纳这件事情啊
！This is so widely accepted among the young people.
你为什么还这样啊
？So why are you still against it?
那个传道人很多，他很勇敢。
And I can see the pastor in that debate.Was very brave.
就是那眼光，我们要换个角度怎么看这件事
？Because we must change our perspective and look at things from the Lord's perspective.
这件事不是说大家都认同的事情。
This is not about being accepted by others.
主认同不认同
？But the point is whether this is acceptable to the Lord.
我们好好爱他。
We would love these people.
有使命感。
We have a mission.
你去拜他的时候，你有使命感。
And we have a mission when we talk to them. And we must bring them back to the Lord.
这就是那个眼光。
This is the perspective.
我们透过神的眼光来看。
And we must see these things from the Lord's perspective.
而我们自己的眼光要分辨不是。
And then our perspective.
不是跟这个世界，
That's so that we don't conform to this world.
当你再看最后一件事。
And then the last thing, when you see this last
thing. 因为靠他们的使命。
The Lord Jesus said, told the disciples his mission.
原来是要调整他们的眼光。
And the Lord adjusted their perspective.
最后没有说你们平平安安回家。
And he didn't say go back in peace.
他给你那个实实在在的一个行动。
He actually gave them something to action upon.
是有人杀种。
He said, one sows,
有人收割
，and another reaps.
我要差你们去。
And now I'm sending you.
我要差你们去。
I sent you.
我们每个人角色不同。
We have different roles.
主要差你去。
The Lord is sending you.
差你去要行动的。
And so you must take action.
你是去做杀种的。
Do you go to sow?
你是做收的。
Or do you reap? The Lord is sending you.
我们在使徒行传里面看见那个传福音的腓力。
And we can see from the book of Acts 1, the example of Philip the
evangelist.
Because of the persecution of Stephen, all these Christians were dispersed. And Philip went out and evangelized. And one day, a messenger from God told him, he asked him to go get up and go south. Go south, which is heading towards Africa. And he went. And he went and found a eunuch. And this eunuch became a Christian. And then the Spirit took Philip away. So God didn't say, oh wow, Philip, you did a great job here, so you stay here and continue your work. Sometimes God asks someone to sow. And sometimes he'll send others to
read.
So the responsive reading we just had. The passage spoke about what was happening in the Corinthian church. Some said they were of Apollos. Some said they were of Paul. And some said, oh, we belong to Christ. But Paul said, none of these counts. What is Apollos? What is Paul? They don't count. They are the ones who planted or watered. They had different roles. But only God gave growth. So today, even though we perform different roles, God will send us out. What do we do? Maybe you need to start. Maybe you're the one who reads. So are you willing to go? What we just saw from the photos when we dedicated this building. We said to the Lord, may more workers after your hearts be sent from this place. Are you ready? Do you have permission? Has your perspective been adjusted? And in this new year to come, do you know your mission clearly? Has your perspective been adjusted by the Lord? Are you going to take action? I hope that we can all pray before God that He will give us His mission. That we can see things from His perspective. That He can clearly and freely send us. But this is all just slogan. I can tell you I don't really like slogans. I like to see actions. So when we say to the Lord, this is my mission, it's all in the Bible. So when we say, Lord, let us have your perspective. What is the Lord's perspective? It's all written in the Bible. So from the new year on, I encourage my brothers and sisters. If you study the Bible well in the years past, I give thanks for you. But if you said, oh, I couldn't really persist in my Bible study. Now, 2017 is going to a turning point for you. The Lord says, look, the harvest is white. We must equip ourselves. So I encourage all of you. Starting from next year, take this Bible study booklet.
说有英文版啊。
I just received news that there is actually English version.
我们已经订了30本回来了。
So we ordered 30 copies, English copies.
都鼓励英文版的年轻人。
And I encourage our young people from the English foundation. You can take a copy as well.
然后呢，我鼓励在一个家庭里面，我们啊、父母是讲普通话，这个下一代是讲英语的。但又知道一点普通话啊，那么可以就里面这一个家庭其他的材料。
And I encourage you, if in your family you have parents who speak Mandarin and have young children speaking English, you can actually use the same Bible study material in your home worship group.
所以我们整定教会，我们一起来研究。
And our whole church, let's use this Bible study material together.
刚才有一些人说我没办法，没办法。
But if some of you say, oh no, I can't really do this.
我到时候也会在微信上每天把我们一起读经的进度给大家。
I can actually send out the Bible reading every day on social media to you.
所以我们可以一家一家，我们一起有一个统一的进度，一起来学习。
So that every family can work towards the same plan, same Bible study plan.
这些我们盼望说成为我们的祷告。
And I hope that these become our prayer.
我们盼望说明年开始。
I hope that from next year on,
我们一同来。
We can together work on this.
我们盼望说每一个人我们都可以跟主说，我在这里，你开始。
That everyone of us can say to the Lord.Here we are, please send us.
我盼望说，从这里出去的每一个人
，And I hope that every person who is sent from this place
都是各神心意的工人
，to be a worker after God's heart.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌
，Let's all sing this song.
将最好的献给主。